Hey, everybody, it is your favorite girl, MJ. I'm back on the mic, and I am here to talk to you about, well, it's that time of year, April 15th. Can you guess what I want to talk about? What is the one thing that we all have to do? Well, I guess not everybody, but for us working people, us working Americans, the ones who actually have to get up and go to work every day and we have to pay our taxes and the people who actually hold our money hostage, that thing, you know what I'm talking about. Tax time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here to talk about that. In honor of April 15th, Uncle, you know, the big uncle, the big dog. Yeah, so I'm having a conversation today. And so my girlfriend was like, hey, did you file your taxes? I said, no, why not? And I'm like, okay, why does everybody get all up in your business and want to know why haven't you filed your taxes? What difference does it make to you? Are you getting part of my check if I'm getting a refund? Most people that I know don't get a refund. But okay, no, I have not filed my taxes and I have a major reason and a big bone to pick on the reason why I don't file my taxes. I just wait till the last minute. Actually, all of my life as a working adult, I never really got like large sums of money back from the IRS, to be honest with you. I just didn't know what I was doing or had the right people doing my stuff. I have no idea. So it was never a fun time for me to actually run and, you know, go make sure that I file really early and all that kind of stuff and, you know, get this large amount of money. So it was just never that an exciting time for me. Let me just say that. Okay. Let's put a pin in that and let's travel back in time. And I'll tell you exactly why it's not a fun time for me. Obviously, because you're probably sitting here thinking, because she owes. Yes, I do owe. Yeah. Yeah. So remember when I told you the husband used to work for the railroad? Yeah. Okay. So that's complicated because there are so many different types, I guess you would say, deductions that they have. And at that time, you know, we didn't know what the heck we were doing. So we had to go find somebody that was well-versed in railroad stuff that could help us with our taxes. So we went to someone that I guess a lot of people at his job used. Okay. So we're cooking along. So for a few years, things are going good. We have someone doing our taxes for us because there are certain types of deductions that you could actually do. Like, for example, their uniforms and different things like that. Or I'm just trying to even think in my mind. It was like several different deductions that they could actually claim for certain things. Mileage, because they would put them up in hotels and different things like that because they were on the road. So it was just a lot of other stuff that was just too complicated for one person to actually do for themselves. Okay, so probably maybe 3 years, 3-4 years into it, never had an audit. Okay, fine. One day I get something in the mail. I open a letter. I'm like, this looks fake. I didn't think it was real. So I'm like, looking at it, I'm like, it's telling me we need you to come down to this particular address. So I'm like, when did they start asking you to come in person? But like I said, I've never been audited before, so I had no clue. So silly me, I balled it up and threw it in the garbage. I thought it was fake mail. Okay, whatever. I get another notification because in my mind, I'm really thinking like, okay, if they really want to get in contact with me, maybe they know how to get you. They'll email me, call me or whatever. But I just, you get some stuff that looks really real in the mail and you just don't know if it's real or not. So I just, like I said, I threw it in the garbage. They'll email me or they'll call me. So I thought, okay, got something else in the mail. I kept getting several things in the mail. They never emailed me, just by the way, and they never called. So after a few different corresponding things that came in the mail, I said, okay, this must be real. I called back. Lady told me on the phone, no, this is real, because I told her the story. And she said, oh, no, this is how they actually contact you. I said, oh, well, I thought it was a scam. So she was like, no, So she was like, this is an address. You know, you have to come in, come on this particular date, or you schedule it or what have you. Okay. So I was like, all right, I'm going to schedule it. I called my tax lady and said, hey, I got this in the mail. What do I need to do? Blah, blah, blah. Now get this. My tax lady said, well, you know, based off of the fee that you paid us, it was an extra fee built in case you ever got audited. There's a company that you can use that will help you to deal with all this in the event that you ever get audited. So once you go talk to Uncle Sam them, then you come back, call the company, and then they'll work with you to deal with whatever you have going on. So that gave me some comfort, peace of mind. It's not going to be so bad. Okay. Because guess what? In the letter, they didn't tell you how much or, you know, how many years they were going to go back on you. I'm totally green. Totally green on this. So, okay. Also, I failed to mention that the actual day that I scheduled to go down to this meeting was a day that I thought I was going to be in and out. I actually had a job interview that day. That was not the right thing to do after I finished telling the story. So I go. I get to this place. I don't know what I thought. I thought I was going to like some downtown, like in some high rise, nice building or whatever. It was in a warehouse district, like in some little strip. It was like some kind of warehouse strip. I was like spinning my wheels, driving around. It was like nothing. I was like, this is where the IRS is located. What is this? Okay, so I'm driving around trying to park my car, you know, walking up and down trying to find whatever the suite number is. Okay, I go in. I mean, it looked like nothing. Brown, dirty carpet. I mean, it was a hot mess. I go in. It's some little window. This guy comes up. He's like, okay, what's your name? I sign in a little book. He was like, okay, we'll be with you. I sit outside in a little thing. They take me into this room. Okay, guys, look. Has anybody ever watched First 48? Well, there's a TV show. It's called like First 48. It's a cop show. So it's like where people go and they arrest you after they think you've committed a murder or whatever, homicide. And they took me into a room that was set up just like First 48. It looks like a prison thing. It looked like police headquarters, basically. So they take you into this room. It's dimly lit. It's a table, some chairs, and it's like just little white walls, and it's dirty and dingy looking. And they sit you in a room, and I'm just looking around like, this is not like, you know, like no little plush office or anything. But I was like, okay. So this little guy comes in, and he's really sweet and very nice. And he comes in, he's very apologetic, and was like, I'm so sorry. I hope this doesn't take a lot of your time. He comes in with this little notebook and paper, and he's asking me all these questions, and he has my tax return sitting there, me and my husband. And he's asking me all these questions. And he's like, you know, I'm new. You know, I haven't been here 6 months, so I really don't know a lot. But, you know, tell me this. And he's asking me questions and all of these things. And I'm telling him, you know, giving him the answers. And, you know, like, hey, you know, this is what my tax lady did. And she told us that these are the write-offs that we could do and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, okay. And he's shaking his head in agreement. He was like, okay, well, that all sounds reasonable to me. So he comes in, and so he's like, okay. He was like, okay, well, it's for whatever. Basically, he was like, we're just auditing you for 1 year. I said, okay. So we kind of go through it and bang some things out. So he was like, well, I don't know. And he's kind of like looking through their code book and, you know, rule books, because he's like, you know, I'm really not sure of this, but that sounds right to me, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So we probably are in there for about an hour. So he said, okay. So he was like, well, he said, well, what they're looking at is about $7,000. So I'm like, oh. So I'm like clutching my imaginary pearls in my chest. I'm like, oh, $7,000. Oh, that's a lot of money. So he's like, yeah. So he was like, you know, but if we do this or whatever, I think I can get it down to about maybe 4 or 5 thousand. So I was like, okay, maybe. All right. I don't know. I got to go talk to my people, you know, whatever. He said, okay. He said, well, let me go get my boss just to see if we can kind of, you know, smooth it over and see if we can, you know, see if we can do something a little bit better for you. So I'm feeling confident. Okay. They want to work with me. I've heard horror stories. Everybody's just like, don't trust them. They're just the worst of the worst, you know, whatever. So he leaves. He stays gone probably about 10 minutes. So I'm just sitting there looking at my watch because I'm like, I got a job interview, so I got to hurry up and get out of here. So then his boss comes in. He comes in. The boss basically comes in. Like I said, if you've ever watched First 48, they basically have good cop, bad cop. Yeah. Here comes the bad cop. He turns the chair around and he sits in the chair backwards. And I'm sitting there looking at him all crazy, like, what's happening here? He had on a baseball cap. I'm like, this is not even professional. He had on a baseball cap, turned his baseball cap, you know, to the back and sat himself down, had this big, gigantic folder. And I'm looking at him like, whose documents are those? Like, is that my stuff? And he starts pulling out tax returns for the next 3 years, the past 3 years. So he starts throwing documents across the table at me. And he was like, hey, yeah, you, and starts pointing at stuff. And he was like, yeah, he told you that we were going to look at your stuff basically for a year. Well, no. After he came back in there, that's not what we're doing. We're looking at you for the last 3 years. We're going to go back 3 more years on you. And I'm like throwing my chair back and pushing the table back. And it's a stare off and I'm shoving papers back and he's shoving papers back at me and I'm standing up and he's standing up. I mean, we get ready to just like get down with it. Okay. It's like we get ready to go into a full brawl up in here. So I'm looking at the dude, the nice guy. And I said, I thought you were going to go get him and smooth this over. I said, I don't want to deal with him. And then the guy tells me, well, you have no choice but to deal with me. This is the best deal that you're going to get. I said, oh, no, there has to be somebody else that's over you. Well, good luck with that. I said, well, I guess I'm going to take my chances. He said, well, I'm telling you right now, we're going back 3 years. And based off of all this, it's going to be like over $20,000. I was like, $20,000. Oh, so then I got real crazy. I got to cursing and carrying on and screaming and hollering. It was like, it sounded like some cats cackling in there. It was like a hot, crazy mess. So I was so pissed off. I was like, you know what? The FU and the HU and all of this. I was like, you know what? Send me whatever you're going to send me in the mail and the HU. I got to go. And I left. I was so pissed off. I was like, this was a setup. They set me up. Can you? Every time I think about this, I want to break out in hives. Every time. And when somebody talks to me about tax time and have you filed your taxes, this is the flashback that I have. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, I don't think so. So I had to get myself and get my composure because remember, I had a job interview. Now, how do you calm down from that? I don't know because I didn't. So I was in Dallas. I had to drive from Dallas back to Arlington to go to my job interview. Get to my job interview, I'm trying to calm down, pull myself together, and I really wanted this job, everybody. Okay. So I go in. To my surprise, I'm thinking this, and this is probably, you know, remember back in the day, it used to be job interviews, and it used to be just like one-on-one, and now they've kind of moved to panel interviews. I hate panel interviews. They suck. Ugh. Because I have to feel like I have to play to everybody's personality in the room. I feel like I just, you know, that's part of this whole podcast thing. I think I'm an entertainer. But anyway, so I got to go in and I got to play to the crowd. And it's just too much. It's just too much. So anyway, I walk into the room and it's 6 people in the doggone interview. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. How much more can I take today? It's just like, are you kidding me? I just threw my hands up. So I'm coming in trying to put on a brave face. They're asking me 1,000 questions and I just basically space out. Because all I can think about is you got to pay these folks over some $20,000. And I'm just like, child, I can't even pull myself together. And I think they said, they asked me a question. I said, can you repeat the question? And I was just sitting there like, for real, just completely spaced out. And they finally were like, are you here? Like, did you hear what we said? And I mean, this is the honest to God truth. I just broke out and I just told them, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do this. And they were like, what is going on with you? And I said, basically, I just left the IRS. I told them. I said, I just left the IRS before I got here. They just audited me. And they told me I owed them over $20-some thousand. So I would love to get the job, but I just can't concentrate right now. So I'm sorry, but I got to go. Can we reschedule it? If not, then I got to go. I'm sorry. And I just walked out. So needless to say, I didn't get the job. I know. You know, it was just a bad day all the way around. And if you're wondering, did I have to pay all that money back? Well, somewhat. I went back to my tax person. And get this, I got stabbed in the back on that one, too. This was a whole hot mess. So I called my tax person. I said, okay. She was like, call the number. Call the people. The people told me, well, you pull all the documents together. I said, wait, what, me? I thought that's what I paid the extra to for you all. They were like, oh, no, all we do is we make copies of it and put it in a binder and then we give it to the IRS. I said, what? I said, so you do nothing else? No legal recourse or no nothing? You just make some copies and you put it in a binder? I can do that at work, my doggone self. So then I had to call and fire my tax person and go off on her because I'm like, I've been going to you all these years and all that extra money. I mean, I could go find me a legal tax person. Anyway, I had to fight it myself, basically. Go do all the, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to go get everything, every piece of paper, every receipt, just like for months, sit down, go through every document. Long story short, I got it down by half. So I did my due diligence, okay? Because I was determined to want to go over there and punch him in his face. But anyway, so got it down by half. Had to send all that in, you know, whatever, whatever. Got it down by half. And then if you don't know, if you've ever been audited, they will put you on a payment plan. So then got on a payment plan. Got it all knocked out. Bye-bye. Get out of my life. Don't want you back. Don't want to see you again. And so there it is. So with that, that is the main reason why I'm not in a hurry to have to file my taxes. Because at the end, it doesn't even matter. Now, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm not being audited or anything, but I'll never get anything back anyway. So what's the point? So why do I have to break my neck and have to go anyway, even though they're still holding our money hostage? And then the thing about it is that when you do owe them, they charge penalties and all that good stuff. But they hold our money. And when you do get your refund, they're not giving you interest on your money they've been holding all year. So, I mean, really? But anyway, that's getting on my soapbox. And that's another story for another day. But anyway, happy April 15th, everybody. I'm MJ. And I'm your girl. And you know how to reach me. If you have any crazy stories and you want to talk about your experiences with the uncle, the big dude, you know who I'm talking about. Reach out to me on my Instagram, my IG page. I can be reached on Put a Pin in That 72. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon.